Welcome back to another episode of A Mental Health Break. I'm your host and author of the book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Vincent A. Lancey.
And I'm Leanne Villani, and I'm the host of Beautiful Mind Podcast. And I want to thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. When I was a college student, I was the victim of a hit-and-run accident while on foot. After coming out of a coma and suffering from a traumatic brain injury, or you may know of as a TBI, I soon realized it was time to put my mental health on a very high pedestal. This transformative experience has led me to create this podcast that is all things mental health. Each week, I interview different mental health professionals and advocates from around the world to share their authentic stories relating to mental health. This week's guest went from living drunk to living free. She found the solution to her life was putting down the drink and walking into the solution. Leanne Villani is the founder of BU Dull Mind LLC and is now a motivational speaker and the host of the fast-growing podcast, Beautiful Mind, that ranked number 30 in Vietnam last year and has gained 21,000 followers from speaking her truth to the world. Leanne focuses on leadership initiatives and challenges audience to hone into their life calling. She's made her mental health a priority, so once we connected, I thought she would be great for the show. And allow me to now introduce Leanne Villani. Leanne, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate this topic. I believe that mental health is really vital to our being in essence. You know, like we could wish for everything in this world, but if we don't get our mind right, then everything else is just going to go to flames.
Very well said. Would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners and previewing part of your story just before we get going? And also, please share your role relating to mental health today.
Yes. So what's up? My name is Leanne. I'm the host of Beautiful Mind Podcast. I started this when I was 21 years old on a mountain, asking God, begging God for my purpose. I was out at SUNY Oneonta, upstate New York, and I really just couldn't understand like what that missing piece was in my life. When I said that missing piece, it was like I never felt comfortable with who I was, and my mind always caused me to go to these dark places. And you know, being in college and in school, I said to myself, you know what? I said, my high power is God. I said, I made a declaration. I said, I'm going to speak my message to the world. And so now today I just speak on my podcast. I've been coaching people about finding their message, turning it into their purpose, and really just helping people that like looked like me, which was a broken inside college student that wants to find something more. And before this, I was a college, I was teaching in college classes and I was elementary school teacher. But now I'm just a motivational speaker, speaking my story about how I overcame my struggles and about to be hitting 8 months sober. So my life really has moved mountains.
Well, congratulations, sobriety, and also having the courage to share your story, because our vulnerable moments help others get through theirs as well. I'm looking forward to seeing what went on behind the scenes to starting this motivational speaking journey, because it takes a lot to share your story. And for me, once I shared my story, I realized it can help more than just one or two people. It could help a lot of people. So that's when I really got out of the comfort zone and just started doing it more and more. But I am excited to learn how you came so far. So let's hop into the main event. On each episode, my guest and I go over these series of questions to help others improve their mental health. You ready to go, Leanne?
Yeah, I'm hyped. Let's get it.
So many would agree that the more common or talked about types of mental health disparities are mood disorders, anxiety disorders, or schizophrenia disorders. Which areas did you experience the most?
I would definitely say like mood disorders. Mood disorders, because like I was prescribed Adderall. So don't forget, you're mixing Adderall, you're mixing drinks, you're mixing a bunch of things that are like messing up with my mind and the chemical balance, which also caused a lot of anxiety and stress.
Yeah. So when you were in college, were a lot of students using Adderall?
Oh yeah, everybody. And I was selling it to them because I was like, oh, I need money. And I always say that because, you know, it's very important that we do, when we are in those states of desperation, we do things that we don't want to do because we think we're doing the right thing. And realize, and I had in that moment, as I talk about this, I say, wow, because, you know, you think you're helping somebody, but what's their intention here? And, you know, everybody else is sick, right? Everybody's sick individuals. So it all started with the mind and anxiety and stuff like that. Yeah.
So please, describe that moment where you said, okay, I'm going to take a stance relating to mental health. I'm going to start sharing my story. You mentioned you found God. There was a few situations. Describe that moment for our listeners.
Yeah. So, okay. I call this place my Mount Zion. I used to just drive my car and I would go to different parts in Oneonta, upstate in the mountains. I love mountains. And I always love to isolate, right? Because when you have a disease, which alcoholism is a disease, you isolate. That's the number one thing. Makes sense. So in these moments, I was doing a lot of bad things when I was out with my friends, right? I was getting straight A's. I was president of my college. I was doing everything right. But my actions when I picked up the bottle were not well. So were very destructive. And when they were destructive, they hurt everybody around me. And I was hurting other people. Like I was getting into fights. So what I would do is I would get in my car and I would go drive to isolate myself and be like, God, forgive me. I'm not this time. I'm not going to do it again. And so that happened over and over again. That's the insanity of the disease, right? They say a disease is dis-ease, right? We're dis-eased. We're not happy with ourselves. We're always in this obsession, right? So I went up the top of the mountain and I said, God, like, you know, please help me. Like, if you are here, you're going to help me find my life purpose. Because at this time, I didn't even have my podcast yet. And I was just sitting up there like, there's something more inside of me. But I wasn't right at all. Like I looked good on the outside. I was very egotistical at first. And then I got woken up in the middle of the night 3 times with the name Beautiful Mind. And I was like, whoa, that's weird. Because every time I have everything I do in my life, it's very intentional. So I went down to the piece of paper and I said, be you full mind. I was like, wait a second. The first step of self-love is to be you. Be full. Have a beautiful mind. Mindful you be. That's beautiful mind. So then I made a stance. And I said, God, this doesn't just bless you with ideas. But as I started to talk about my journey and I made a stance to mental health, I'm about to be going on to season 8. And for probably the first 5 seasons of my life, like on there, I wasn't sober. I was walking my life, spreading my messages when my mind wasn't right and my life was unmanageable. So the day that my life changed truly was when I said to myself, you know what? Like, I can't handle the mess that I've created anymore. Because my life was, I was ruining everything. I crashed my cars. And it was a journey. Like, I can't just say I'm done with alcohol. I had to experience the work and that there was a solution other than myself, which was working the 12 steps of AA. So really, I could say all this stuff about mental health is the day I walked into the AA rooms when I came and I graduated from college, that my life actually became to be a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it changed.
Let's talk timeline here. How old are you right now?
I just turned 24.
You're 24, so you graduated how long ago?
Like 2 years ago.
And Justin, that's a great message for everybody that's listening on how quick things can change if you get your mind right. In that 2-year span, we're talking about a whole lot of positive change. So I want to congratulate you again.
Thanks, bro.
When did you launch your podcast?
I launched my podcast October 2018.
October 2018, 21,000 listeners. So everybody listening on, stick around to the end of the episode where she shares how to find that podcast. But Leanne, if you could pick 2, and I say just 2 because I want your most important answers, what would the 2 most important things for our listeners on both a daily or short-term basis and then a long-term basis? Let's start with short-term.
Listen, like, you have to do anything to get your mind right. For me, I reprogrammed my mind, so I started to listen to things that were hyping, that were causing me to recreate my subconscious mind. So for number one, you have to listen to something that is going to get you out of your old ways. That's number one. That's short term. You could do that every single day when you wake up.
Yeah, or affirmations. A quote that if you don't ever leave and you don't go see the world, you don't know how you can grow. You don't know how you can change. That's a great first one. What's your second short term initiative?
Definitely affirmations. Affirmations is key, right? We always hear it, but like, stick with 5 affirmations that you'll do that you love, that resonates with you, that you want to switch. And you stick with 5 of them and you say them right when you wake up, right at night, and do it for a week straight. Don't set unmanageable goals you can't reach. Just start with 5 affirmations instead of you printing out lists and then see how that changed. And you start to feel it.
And that's a good way you tailored that in where you said ones that resonate with you, things that work for you. In life, people really run through the motions. They do things just to do them. And they don't, like, even in school, for example, my younger days, I didn't study to learn the material. I was studying to ace the test.
Yeah.
And it didn't really get me much, but it was also middle school, younger age. But the point being, if it resonates with you, you'll like it. Do things that you like. You don't do things you don't enjoy. You do things that you like. So you'll start to do them more often. So great 2 short-term initiatives. Let's look long-term.
Long term, I'd definitely say journaling. Journaling 1,000%. I have mounds of notebooks. I might be kidding, but that's because I'm a writer, but you don't have to be a writer. Listen, I know it's scary when you start to get to know yourself. That's the scariest thing. But just start writing in that journal about your day, reflecting, and you're building yourself, you're building a relationship long term to love yourself. And just and listen, and sometimes I just want to say this. Sometimes you want to go to Michael's, get yourself a nice notebook, but make it a personal experience, you know, because you got to start loving yourself. And writing about it is the number one thing.
You need to love yourself before you can love others, or you won't be able to give them your full 100% because you're not giving yourself 100%. What's your second one?
My second one, I would definitely say, is find a support group. You cannot survive in this world alone. I tried to do it and my disease got the best of me. I thought I looked good that I could do it by myself. Whether it be a 12-step program, whether it be finding people that are bringing you, that are positive influencers that you could trust. You need to find people that you could trust. And I just want to make this very clear, is the long-term success that comes with, if I would do my life differently, would be this, is to not double dip my friends. So if I have my friends that I go, you know, play softball with, and I have my, you know, my business people, you want to have your support group. You want to have different people in different sections, and you don't want to double dip them. So for you to build long-term sustainability and balance, and, you know, for you to just recreate yourself and feel that you're heard. Cause my biggest thing was I was never heard when I was a kid. Have a support group that you trust, and start with one person that you can trust, and then it turns into two. Don't be recruiting people out with flyers, you know, but like make that, you deserve that. And that's something that if I did it differently, I probably would have been sober at a different time, but God's plan, you need a support group.
Very well said. Every coach I have has had a coach. The CEO of Google has a coach, whether it be a coach, a mentor, a therapist, have someone to talk to. People knock therapy without trying it. People knock having coaches saying they don't need them without trying them. But even the worst thing that happens is it's an unbiased third party who's going to tell you how it is, because a lot of time we have the friends or the closest people will tell us what we want to hear, to be nice and kind. And you need to, as you get older, surround yourself with people who are going to keep it real and give you constructive feedback, because there's no point in taking things personal in life if you want to grow, whether that's your mental health, your physical health goals, or your professional goals. But Leanne, I know you have a lot going on. I want to shed some light on that to everybody listening on. What are some ways you plan on continuing to raise awareness for the importance of mental health in the future?
Yeah, so I got a lot of things going on, because now I'm sober. I can see my life. I'm like, wow, I can actually make an impact bigger, you know? So the way that I'm shedding it is I'm about to be going on to season 8 and on my podcast. And I'm actually extending my hand forward and saying I want guests on their interviews. I have really big top.
Is it a solo podcast right now?
Yeah, it's a solo podcast.
Okay, wow. So you're going to start bringing on guests?
Yeah. And I'm going to take it seriously. I'm definitely going to bring light into mental health, the mind, and how we can like actually, you know, the chemical imbalance, all about energy. Because I believe, you know, it's mind, body, and soul. So that's number one. Number two is I'm actually going to be putting out my clothing brand called Be You For Mind that I've been working on for some time. It's all about spreading positivity, because I need to wear positive colors to express myself. And if I don't, I don't feel like myself. Colors attract, make you feel well. And number three, just, you know, I don't know if you're on Clubhouse, but I'm spreading all my messages on there. I hold rooms on there. It's called Winning Our World, Pursuing Our Dreams, my club. And I'm not trying to do the world. I'm just trying to do one thing at a time, because I'm just going to be myself and the rest will follow.
That's a good mantra to have. And unfortunately, people buy into others' opinions or expectations when you really need to just be focused on your own thoughts, your own self, and get yourself right. You've spread a lot of health here. So after the spotlight story we're about to hop into, we're going to find out how to find out about that podcast. And for everybody listening on, each episode, I share the mental health story of someone who is famous, because I want to let you, the listeners, know you are not alone. I want you to understand that even though someone looks like they are healthy from the outside, they may not be on the inside too. And for today's episode, I will share the mental health related write-up on a name we all know in Nicki Minaj. We all know the name, but not many know her story relating to mental health. Her father was addicted to alcohol and other drugs, and at one point, he tried to kill her mother by burning down the house. As her parents had a very tumultuous relationship when she was growing up, she found an escape living through characters. First character was Haraku Barbie, and it later became the current identity of Nicki. She shared that she became so depressed that she had suicidal thoughts at one point during this interview with Cosmo, and here's a quote from it where she said, quote, "I kept having doors slammed in my face. I felt like nothing was working. I had to move out on my own. And here I was thinking I'd have to go home. It was just one dead end after another. At one point, I was like, what would happen if I just didn't wake up? That's how I felt. Like maybe I should just take my life. She was able to work through her suicidal thoughts and is now constantly looking towards her future. Leanne, what do you take away from this story or Nikki's future and past on mental health?
Oh, that's a great story. I actually never heard that. What I could say is, you know, leap forward. Leap forward. You could change the script at any time you want, because my story is kind of similar in some ways. You can change the script of your story no matter what the circumstances are. How bad do you want it?
How bad do you want it? Well said. Keep going.
And you know what? And it also goes back to this. It's like, you know, we think that we have to go, like Nikki's story. She knew she wanted to get out. She knew she had a greater purpose and a greater calling. And one thing that I got really was like, she knew she was focused on the future. She's focused on the future. And I'm not saying that's like, you know, we have to be very present. And that's really hard to decipher when you're successful. When you are so highly driven on success, it's hard for us to kind of switch and be like, all right, we have to be present. You know, our anxiety goes crazy. What I got out of that story was that she found her way out no matter what, because she didn't want to be like her pops and her mama, like none of that. And I condemned her, because her script, that story that was written, that God gave her the cards, she kind of shuffled them up and said, you know, I'm out. I'm going to create my own no matter what.
Very well said, Leanne. The whole episode, great golden nuggets you dropped. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I know the listeners are going to see all the value in your episode. I loved how you kept it, like I said in the beginning, you kept it real and you shared your vulnerable moments. You talked about how far you came in just a short period of time, because that can give people listening on the motivation, the courage to hopefully just take that first step. Nothing can happen overnight. But if you want it so bad enough, you have to start. If you don't start, you'll never get there. And now it's time for the last word. And I also do this in my other podcast because I want the listeners to really get to know the guests I bring on. Is there something that you would like to share with everyone that we did not touch on yet today?
I just want to say something real quick. Don't be scared to be yourself. Don't be scared. The reason why I am a success today is based on me being authentic every day. So what I could say to you is this: is if you are struggling with your identity, just look at yourself right in the mirror and hold your heart and say that I love myself. And you keep saying that, and then you're going to start to heal, because the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself, which we know. But I'm telling you that when you start to expose yourself to this world and show your, you know, the vulnerability, just who you are, people are like, wow, me too. That's attractive. So be yourself today.
Absolutely. Would you mind now please sharing your professional social media, the website, any ways for our listeners to follow your endeavors, request your services?
Yeah. So you guys can check me out. It's called Beautiful Mind. So it's Beautiful Mind on Instagram. You know, give me a shout, give me a DM if you hear it, say what's up. I'd love to chat with you. And also the same exact name on Apple Podcasts. Keep it simple. Listen, you can just find me, but I'd love to meet and chat with you and get to know you. Tune in at any time too. You'll be getting updates on my season 8. I'm piecing that together. And thank you so much, Vin, for having me as well.
Absolutely. Be sure to check out her social media content and all of that great information, because she is here to help. And it is also social media time for the show. And we're on whichever platform you like to use. We're at A Mental Health Break on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And on Twitter, we're at Podcasts by Lancey. So you have updates from this show and That Entrepreneur Show. Of course, my handles on all social media and YouTube are at Vincent A. Lancey, and my website is vincentalancey.com. If you check out any of my books, DM me. I would love to hear from you. We have Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Left for Dead, A Story of Redemption, and How to Transform Your Mindset When the Norm Is Changed. All are on my website now. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate the show 5 stars and continue listening by subscribing. That's all for this week, and I'll see you all on the next episode of A Mental Health Break.